Welcome to North Star, where we lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but be the church. The following message is by Jeff Noble, lead pastor and teacher at our campus in Blacksburg, Virginia. You can learn more about North Star by clicking on our website, northstarfamily.org. Thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you next time at North Star Church.
This is an exciting morning for us as a church, because it's a morning that we get to share with you where we are in our Measurably More campaign. And as we began talking about in our leadership team, what is the best way to share with the church what God has been doing, both in the life of the church and in the progress of the campaign, we realized that Sunday morning really was going to be the most strategic way to communicate to you as church family where we are, what God has been doing, and where we're going to be going next. And so if you're a guest here this morning, this is an incredible opportunity for you to basically kind of come and sit in our living room and listen to us have a family discussion and celebrate where we've been and what God is doing and where we're going. It's an incredible Sunday morning for you to be here and just kind of hear the heartbeat of North Star. We have been meeting in this facility since it was built in 2003. North Star launched in a couple of small groups and homes January and February of 2003. And when North Star began meeting for corporate worship, the very first place they began meeting was in this brand new facility. And so we have been meeting in this building for 14 years. That means 52 Sundays a year almost, apart from December nights and some other snow days and things like that. But that means 52 weeks of setup, tear down, of making this place into a worship center, of creating an incredible opportunity for our children to learn about Jesus in gymnasiums and classrooms and even in hallways. One of our younger toddlers' classes has been averaging about 28 kids in it. And so Julie and some of the other leaders were strategizing over the week about how to split that group up. And so now we're meeting in the hallway behind the auditorium with some of our younger children as well. And so even here in this facility, because we're limited to the spaces that we can use, we've experienced growing pains over the years. And again, we're having some during this season. But this morning, I kind of want to invite those of you who weren't here in October of 2015, I want to invite you into a refresher of why we called the campaign the Immeasurably More campaign. We wanted to focus our future not in a building, but we wanted to focus our future by anchoring it into our past. And the reason that we exist as a church is to declare the glory of God and the reality of a love relationship with Jesus Christ. And so in October of 2015, we went about a building campaign a little bit differently, is that we wanted to anchor ourselves in our contentment in Jesus Christ alone. Because our belief is this, is that if as a church, we can help you find all of your contentment in a love relationship with Jesus, then we will never have to worry about resources. We will never have to worry about provision. We will never lose sight of our mission that Christ has given us. And so from the very beginning, we've known that this campaign and this ministry facility that we'd like to construct, we know it's beyond us. We know that we can't do it. We know that we don't have the resources. And yet we have pressed forward in faith, trusting God, knowing that if we can help each other have an intimate love relationship with Jesus, then amazing things happen through us by His Spirit. So Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21 were our anchor verse for the campaign. It's why we called it the Immeasurably More campaign. And this is what it says. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. That was the heartbeat of the Immeasurably More campaign, is that we rooted it in who Jesus is rather than in our ambitions to have a church building. In fact, when we refer to it, you'll hear us refer to it not as a church building, but you'll hear us refer to it as a ministry center. One of the things that has been our conviction all along is that if we can help you, if you can help me as the body of Christ, the one anotheredness of the community of Jesus, if we can help each other take a firm grip on who we are in relationship with Jesus, we will discover that we can release our grip on everything else. Let me say that again. If we can help each other take a firm grip on our relationship with Jesus Christ, we can help each other release our grip on everything else. Because we are all clutchers, so to speak. We grab things and people and we bring them into our lives to try to make ourselves content with outside sources and external activity and with relationships and possessions and career. All these things are great things. Sometimes they're bad things that we'll bring into our lives. Things that result in addiction and abuse and greed and hatred and dissension in relationships. But it's all our attempt to reach out and clutch or to grab things that will make us content. And the reality of it is that Jesus designed you when he made you, when he spoke you into existence, when he formed you in your mother's womb, he designed you to only be able to find contentment in a relationship with him. You are at your most content when you are surrendered to Jesus. That's how he made the human race, is to know him and to love him. And when a group of Christians comes together, finding all of their contentment in Jesus, God's Spirit pours in them and through them to influence their communities, their nation, and their world. And so today, as we revisit this Immeasurably More campaign, I want to update you on some exciting news as well, but I want us to be grounded firmly in the gospel of grace and the person of Jesus. I think what we'll be looking at today is just another way for us to remind ourselves that we are his church, and so it's important for us to be his church. So I want to invite you to turn with me to Acts 17, verses 24 through 25. Just a couple of verses. We studied it in our Acts series just a few months ago. Acts 17, verse 24 and verses 25. This is what it says. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. So it may sound almost counterproductive for your pastor who's attempting to help his church move towards a transition into a ministry center in the middle of a building campaign. It may sound a little bit counterproductive to use this verse, which says, hey, God doesn't live in temples made by human hands. In other words, when this facility is finally constructed and we begin worshiping there, we need to understand that it does not make that building holy. It doesn't make that building the promised land. It doesn't make that building a destination and an end for the mission of North Star. Yes, there's a lot of money involved that causes a lot of us to go cross-eyed and be a little bit stressed about it. But the reality of it is our mission is phenomenally bigger than this ministry center. Once this facility is constructed and we've been worshiping in there for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or 20 years or 30 years, our mission is still bigger than our ministry center. We are still called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus to the nations, beginning with our neighbors and extending into our community, and then being willing to go and to send and to support those who do. We are still a people on mission. We are still a people who remind ourselves that the mission of our church is to be His church, to live our lives every day for the glory of God. And so the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you?" And so when we say be His church, there's about 400 or 500 ministry centers in both of our services today. The church has already been built. The church is you. You are the temple of the living God. And the great thing is the temple of the living God is actually a mobile home. Because we can go lots of places. So the ministry center that we're trying to create is just a place for the church to come into and to worship and to learn and to exalt His name. And it's a place for our community. And you'll hear about that in just a few moments. But we must be reminded from Scripture that what we're attempting is not a trophy for North Star, but what we're attempting is a training center for the church. It's a launch pad. It's a diving board. It's a relational place designed to encourage us and propel us into our communities and nations to be His church. So I want to share with you some of the design features, and you'll see that on the next slide, but some of the design features from the very beginning that we wanted to incorporate into this facility as we've designed it. You've got a handout, and you can look and follow along in some places in that, but the design features include community usefulness. When we began meeting and talking about how could we design a facility for North Star, we knew right away that we also wanted this facility to be a place that the community could use for business meetings, for planning sessions, for people to come and have coffee and connect and relate. We wanted it to be useful. We didn't want it to be such a church building that the only purpose of it feasibly could be for church services and church activities. We wanted people in the community, whether they're associated with North Star, whether they know Jesus or not, to want to use this facility. We wanted it to be a facility that facilitates relationships. We wanted it to be a facility that actually enhances our ministries. And we wanted it to be a place where we gather, where we train, and where we send others out. And so since about 2013, 2014, we've had a strategic team, a building team, and an immeasurably more team. It's all kind of morphed in together. And I want to introduce to you this morning the leaders of this team. And so if I call your name out, will you please stand and remain standing until we're done? Because these people that I'm about to introduce to you are church members just like most of the rest of you. And yet they have given an incredible amount of their time and their brain power and their resources and their relational connections to this church to help us be where we are today. And so let me introduce to you Jim Rancourt, who is our overall team leader. Jim, will you please stand? Jim is in the back. Save your applause for last. I know you're eager to clap for Jim, okay? So let me also introduce to you our communications sub-team leader, Daryl Cook. And let me introduce to you two guys who are co-leading our building, actual construction part of the project, Tim Hagedorn and Travis Jesse. Tim is over here in the spillover. I don't think Travis is here in the service. Fundraising, Trey Moore. I think Trey is out of town today. Is Trey here? And do what? Nope. And then prayer team is Amy Van Covern. So now you can give these folks a round of applause. Definitely seated. I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate, especially Jim Rancourt, but all of his team, for taking this project and leading it forward. It has been such a blessing to me as your pastor, and I know Neil as associate pastor here and the rest of our staff, to know that we have an incredibly capable group of leaders in our church to help us get to where we're going. So much so that at many times I've been able to have hands off and just to watch and to celebrate how God has used their intelligence, their expertise, their past experiences and their skills and their backgrounds and their education to bless us as a church. So let me give you some quick history of this Immeasurably More campaign. Even before we had a campaign in the fall of 2015, in 2014, we finally were able to identify land for our future facility. And we purchased 10 acres of land on Price's Fork Road for $575,000. And it was above and beyond what we ever thought we would be able to afford or even be able to connect with. But we are so delighted in the location. When you leave the middle school, if you were to take a left and drive about a mile down the road, there's M&M Tires on your right. And right across the street from that, there's a little greenhouse where Alex and Matt live. And that land behind that house, that 10 acres, is the future location of North Star Church. And at that point, we began raising more money for what we called then the Next Location Fund. And then in 2015, that fall, October, we launched the Immeasurably More campaign. We produced some commitment cards that invited people to make a commitment to us, whether it's prayer or financial or service or whatever form of stewardship they wanted to give, and make that commitment for 3 years of the life of this campaign. And we had three different goals. We had $1 million goal, a $2 million goal, a $5 million goal. And at that point, we selected Spectrum Design for our architect. But also something strange happened in 2015. That November, we invited one of the representatives from National Bank to come in, and we burned that note as God provided the monies to completely pay off the land within a year. It was amazing. On that Sunday, yeah, you can clap for that. God is good. On that Sunday that we were having a celebration, we were going to have a picnic and a gathering out on the land that day. And some of you know this. Some of you have been on the Immeasurably More campaign website, and that article is still there. But when the ladies and some of the other volunteers went out there that morning to get the tent set up and to make sure everything is ready for lunch and so on and so forth, there was a rainbow in Blacksburg. And we just kind of took it as a sign of God's smile, a sign of God's promise. But what we didn't realize, when Carolyn got to the land, she's got iPhone pictures showing it, the rainbow was touching down on our land. And just floored us. Just this affirmation from the Lord, it seemed, to bless this church and its people as we continue to seek Him. And then in 2016, the Immeasurably More campaign continued. And at that point, if you're not familiar, because I wasn't, with the drawing of floor plans and all this kind of thing, we had a floor plan, we had some external looks of what the building could look like. But there comes a point that you have to go back and redraw the plan so that they're detailed enough to present to a contractor. And you actually go back through the process of selecting an architect again for that process. And as we submitted proposals or received proposals, Spectrum Design in Roanoke again came forward and we selected them, and they just get us. We have really enjoyed working with them. But last year we selected them to be our architect for the construction documents. And then we formed our campaign subteams, and you've met those leaders this morning. But this year has been remarkably busy, remarkably busy. And I want to share with you some of the things that have happened in 2017. We have finalized drawings of the building, and I'll show you some of those revisions here in just a moment. But what we've done is that as the staff talked with one another about the original drawings, Julie began to add up the number of kids that we were having in our children's space, and we actually ended up having to put tape down on the floor in our office center just to have an idea of how big are these rooms that have been drawn out on this piece of paper. And we began to realize they weren't big enough for our existing children's ministry. And then we began looking at the youth and the college and the gap area, and we realized that it wasn't drawn big enough to hold the anticipated growth and even the people that we had now in our ministries. And so we went back to the architect this past year, and this year he's revised our drawings, adding another 5,000 square feet to the facility in some key strategic areas for us. And so we've increased space of our children, youth, college, and gap areas. We've added a small group room and a joint kitchen. We've revised the office layout. We've changed the orientation of the auditorium. That was one of the things that was kind of an aha moment for all of us, is that the auditorium had been designed as kind of a long shot, a skinny long room with the stage at one end. And we realized that if we would just change the orientation of the stage, it would bring people closer to one another, and it allows us to spill over into our youth, college, and gap area better on large Sundays and for special events. We've added hallways for access. Since this year began, we've begun preparing a document for the selection of a general contractor. We're now at the phase of beginning to approach banks for pre-approval for financing. And in our very near future, we'll be having a member meeting, because before we sign on the dotted line, voting on large sums of money that we're about to spend is one of the things that we do, one of the few things that we vote on at North Star. It's written in our membership materials. It's core, is that we want to be responsible. We want to be good stewards. And so at a member meeting very soon, we'll be announcing to you more of these details to help you understand where we're going and what God has been doing. So let me show for you up on the screen the previous design, and you can see in red dotted lines the areas that we highlighted that needed adjustment. And so I think that's also on your handout. You see a small relief version of the 2015 drawing there. But you can see the left-hand side of the building needed to be a little bit bigger. We revised and shifted around some of our offices, and then we've added space to the children's ministry wing up at the top of that drawing. And now let me show you the 2017 revised drawing. Can we go back and forth real quick? Just tick, 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 like that. Tick, 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 tick. I like that. That's a lot of power right there. So 2017, go back to that one. So you can kind of see from that just where the space has been added and how that has impacted the building and actually made it much more functional. You can see that there is the first light yellow horizontal hallway has been added so that people can get from the atrium into the back of the auditorium easily, so they don't come walking in on the side doors in the front after the service has started. Like, no one here ever shows up late for service. But we wanted to make sure, just in case that happened, there'd be a way to come in at the back of the auditorium. But let me show you a little bit about just the realities of where we are now. Our next slide. When we added 5,000 square feet to the building, and because our initial goal projections were 2 years ago, it meant that our initial goal was 5 million. It meant that our new goal needed to be 6 million to accommodate the building. Now, $6 million only includes getting that building constructed. It does not include the furniture and the furnishings and things that will go in the building. But $6 million is our target. And so many of you have been asking, what does that mean for us? What do we have to have the money in hand, or can we afford doing that now? Where are we as a church? Are we going to be sitting here wondering if we can get into a ministry facility in the next 10 years? We've had some pretty significant meetings in the past couple of weeks. And one of those meetings was just to determine some financial trigger points for us to understand, okay, when we get to a certain amount of money in hand, can we go at that point to approach a bank, and can North Star at that point afford to make monthly payments? Justin Yulong has been key for us in helping us understand these metrics, and you'll hear a whole lot more details, but the reality of it is just this, is that if we can have $1.5 million in hand, if we can set it aside, so to speak, as part of our campaign funds, that will make monthly payments on our loan for 5 years. Which means we have $1.7 million dollars in hand right now. Which means when we realized that as a trigger point, it means that North Star is ready today to begin approaching banks for financing. North Star is ready today to dig in literally to ground out on Price's Fork land and to begin moving forward. Let me show you our next slide. Yeah. It is a very humbling place to be. As your pastor, when I came to this financial trigger point meeting, and Jim and Justin are there, and they can crunch numbers in their head a lot faster than I can, but I came and my suggestion was, let's try to raise just a little bit more money. Let's say we need this much more money just to get started. And I was graciously rebuked. Because they said, that sounds an awful lot like preacher manipulation. And if we'll just back away and we'll look at the realities that we could never have planned this from the beginning, but God, through you, through your generosity, through your giving, through your commitments and your pledges, without us really understanding until we began looking at it this last couple of weeks, God has already provided what we need to begin this project. And so as you look at these numbers, our initial pledge goal was $5 million. We had 94 people make pledges. And so the total pledged amount was $535,459. To date, we've received 40% of that. There's 60% left. But one of the amazing things about North Star is people coming in and coming out. Next Sunday, you'll be seeing us send off a lot of people who will be making a transition out of this place. But there are some of you who are here and are members of North Star today that weren't part of that initial immeasurably more campaign thrust in October 2015. And we want to invite you as the current generation, the current membership of North Star, even today as you leave, to pick up a commitment card on your way out, to take that home and to joyfully pray through that commitment card, because it's not just money that we need. It is your prayers. It is your service. It is your stewardship. It's your growth in joy. And it is you committing with the rest of us that we will find our contentment in our relationship with Jesus and not our contentment in this achievement as a church. What is core to us is pursuing Jesus and making him known. We do not have the privilege of setting aside the mission of Jesus to build a facility. It is a both and endeavor. And the mission of Jesus that he has given us takes precedence over all of our identities and over all of our facilities. And so the next slide just basically says, it is time to begin. It is time to begin. It is a stunning reality for us to realize that. It's a stunning reality for us to know that as we begin to approach banks for financing, as we answer questions in our member meeting next month, as we roll forward, it's stunning for us to look back and to see that God has been at work to provide what we need to get to this place. And so let me ask you to do a few things with us this morning. I want you to, in our next slide, it just says to pray forward with us. Pray forward with us. Because what you can do today, there are five things. And I'd love for you to write these down. On your bulletin, on the notes, whatever. There are pens on the ends of the aisle. And if you're sitting with a stack of pens, just grab one and pass it down the aisle. But the very first thing that you can do today is pray. Now, I know how this works. Some of you go, oh, yeah, I can pray. And then you forget to pray. I'm terrible. And so now I've been using an app to help remind me to pray for people. But someone will say, hey, will you pray for me? And I'll say, yeah, I'll pray for you. And then I'll say, like, turn my back and like put it into my reminders app on my iPhone. because I don't want to neglect to pray for people. But we're asking you not to pray generically, but we're genuinely asking you to pray for this Immeasurably More campaign. For God to provide, for God to bless, for God to give us wisdom, for God to give us discernment, for God to make our path ahead smooth. And Amy Van Covern, who is our prayer team leader, is going to begin organizing monthly prayer times for you to participate in. The very first one will be on Mother's Day, May the 14th. We will be moving into our one service Sunday schedule. And so over the summer, because we only have one service, we'll be inviting you once a month to pray with us at 9 a.m. You'll be coming, you'll either meet in the library or meet in the teacher's lounge, but you're just going to come and you'll be praying for an hour. And there'll be a guided prayer time for you to pray with us. And so this morning, if you're willing to commit to pray, on your way out, we want to ask that you stop by the Immeasurably More table, and there's a sign-up sheet there. Just put your name and your email, and we'll get you the information, the times, and the dates as we begin to roll out prayer times for church to pray together. The second thing that you can do is this. Review your pledge. Review your pledge. For those of you who were here in October of 2015 or who have filled out a commitment card since then, some of you may go, oh, I don't remember what I pledged. Well, we do because it's computerized, okay? So just email the church office, office@northstarfamily.org, and say, I'm one of those people that's forgot what I pledged, and just review your pledge. Because here's the reality. Some of you have had some adverse circumstances in your finances since then, and you may need to reconsider how much you'd pledged to give. Some of you have been blessed, and you may need to reconsider how much you've pledged to give. And some of you may have said, oh, I did pledge, dadgummit. I need to play some catch up. But here's the heartbeat of the campaign. We don't want to hold you to what you've pledged. We just want to encourage you to give according to how God has blessed you, to give as God leads you, to give with joyfulness, to give because you're content in Jesus. Third thing, some of you are here, and you were here in October 2015, and you just never got around to making a pledge, but you've been giving. It's been amazing. There's been over $1 million come in that was not pledged. And so that's some of you. You're just like, I'm giving. I'm not turning in a pledge card. I'm going to give sacrificially. But this morning, if you're willing to consider making a pledge, it helps us plan forward. And there are commitment cards on the Immeasurably More table in the lobby. We'd encourage you just to fill it out. It may be you're at a financial place that you would say, right now, I'm going to commit to pray once a week. And there's that opportunity to indicate that on that card. So just grab one of those and make your commitment or your pledge if you've not made one. And then fourthly, some of you who are students and grad students and families who are going to be transitioning, and you won't get to be here when that worship center is finally constructed. We hope that when you come back to visit Blacksburg or you go to a Hokie game that you'll come visit. But some of you are like, well, this doesn't really apply to me. But if the ministry of North Star has blessed you in any way, if the people of North Star have blessed you in any way, the fourth thing that you can do is just share the project with your family and friends. Talk to mom and dad. Talk to grandparents. Talk to your home churches. Keep us in mind. You never know when God may put someone in your path that has resources and is looking for a Bible teaching, Jesus glorifying church to bless. Just share the project. And then last thing is this. Realize that this is not a practical project. It is a spiritual adventure. This is not a practical project. This is a spiritual adventure. Our goal is to encourage one another throughout this process to find all of our contentment and our satisfaction in our relationship with Jesus. A couple of fun things you can even do this week on the next slide. If you'll take a left and go out towards that land, you'll see future home of signs. We want to encourage you to park in the greenhouse, walk down to one of those signs, and just snap a selfie and hashtag it don't go be and just slap that on social media somewhere. It's just a fun way for us to just get excited and to remind ourselves of what God has been doing. And the last thing I want to share with you is that if you follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, we started in January a hashtag campaign called hashtag 100 Sundays. Because we really believe by December of 2018 that we will be in this facility. So there's about 100 Sundays between now and then that we are excited about and we are thrilled about. And so follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, or just search for 100 Sundays, that hashtag. And you can see little tidbits being tweeted out or posted each week that have facts of the campaign and good news and announcements of it. Well, let me pray for us today. I'm going to invite our worship team to come up and dismiss us and worship. But thank you so very much for celebrating with us what God has been doing through this immeasurably more time. And pray with us as we move forward in faith. Father, we love you. We exalt you. We are amazed by how you have already provided for North Star. God, we cannot believe how good you are to us. And we are more than excited about being the church with a new tool in our tool belt, this tool called the Ministry Center. And so, Lord, we ask that you would guide us forward with patience and with wisdom and discernment and discretion. Lord, that you would increase our generosity and at the very same time, increase our wise stewardship. And we ask, Lord, that you would use this ministry facility to bring glory to your name, to bring people to Jesus, and to train up the next generation of Christ followers in the New River Valley. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.